All right, sit down. Today we bid farewell to the dearly departed rock and roll. But before we begin, I'd like to address a few administrative issues. I want to thank the Santoro Brothers at Santoro Brothers Masonry for the donation of our new Virgin Mary statue. I have to say I've never seen a depiction of our Blessed Mother with cleavage like that before. With regard to the Maniocchi funeral incident, the parish has now since separated all affiliation with the Caffrey Funeral Home following the shameful tipping over of Romano Maniocchi casket last Sunday.
Wait, Wheelman, I think we're in church.
Well, if we're in church and trapped inside a box, it can only mean one thing. Oh boy, this is our funeral.
We're gonna be buried alive.
If you watch this Sunday Super Bowl game halftime show with Maroon 5, you'll know exactly what has brought us here to this solemn affair. Rock and roll is officially dead, and today we are here to lay it to rest once and for all.
A funeral for rock and roll? This is all a big mistake. We need to bust out of this thing and let them know that rock and roll is still very much alive.
I've got an idea. I'll rock and you roll. That way we can knock this casket over and prove to them that we're not going anywhere.
Why do you always get to be rock? Why can't you be roll this time?
If it means that much to you, fine. You rock and I'll roll. Now let's do this.
Please kneel for a moment of silence as we pay our respects to rock and roll. What in the hell is that racket? It's all right, everyone. It's all right. Don't panic. We're not dead. This is just... I'm Rock, and this is my friend, Roll.
Uh-oh, the priest doesn't look so good.
I think I'm having a heart attack.
Quick, Wheelman, give the father mouth-to-mouth or something. Hey, why is there a statue of Salma Hayek in the church?
That's not Salma Hayek, you moron. That's the Virgin Mary.
That's the Virgin Mary? But look at the size of her...
Never mind that, Glenn. We need you to get control of these parishioners and explain why we're here.
Oh, yeah. Let me get up to the podium. Attention, church people. There's nothing to be afraid of. We are not zombies. I'm Goddamn Glenn, and this is my co-host, Steve the Wheelman Wheeler.
Hello, everyone.
Father Mike is going to be okay. He's just having a mild heart attack. But Steve has it under control.
Well, he's starting to turn blue, so don't make any promises.
Friends, I know you came here to bid farewell to rock and roll, but we're here to tell you that rock and roll is alive and well.
Are you kidding me? Did you see the halftime show this Sunday? Maroon 5 sucks. Rock is dead.
Rock is dead. Rock is dead. Rock is dead.
Wait. Have ye faith, my friends. Rock is not dead. Now, yes, there's no denying that Maroon 5 sucks. But bands like that do not speak for rock and roll.
He's right. Did you see Greta Van Fleet on Saturday Night Live? He sounds like Robert Plant from Zeppelin. They're bringing the rock back.
I appreciate your sentiment, ma'am, but rock and roll didn't go anywhere. And besides, the singer from Greta Van Fleet doesn't sound like Robert Plant. He sounds like Edith Bunker from All in the Family. You see, my friends, rock and roll can never die. The only thing that can kill rock and roll is you. If you want rock and roll to stay relevant, you need to start supporting real rock music by buying music from more innovative songwriters than Adam Levine. You need to stop watching so much football and start going to more rock shows. As a matter of fact, I've got copies of this album by this local rock group called Parlor Bells for sale. So instead of dropping a few bucks in the donation plate this week, come on up and buy their new record. That's the spirit. Rock and roll is alive. Rock and roll isn't dead at all.
I wish I could say the same for Father Mike.
You tried your best, Steve. Now let's put him in that coffin and get out of here before these people find out that I just sold him copies of my own album. Until next time, friends, this is Goddamn Glenn. Long live rock and roll.
fallen from the sky, would you rather run and hide or fight? Come with me. Is that what you mean by revolutionary? Come with me and never put your legions on your knees. Acronyms and Trinity.
And thank you to goddamn Glenn and never read the comments. All right. Now, I've been talking about albums that were released in 2009 and, you know, kind of doing a 10th anniversary thing. And, you know what? A great suggestion came across for a 20th anniversary. So, enjoy. 91.5 WMFO.
Thank you. Seemed really depressed.
He had a knack for beating himself up.
She wishes that she was never born. And it was intimidating to talk to him sometimes because he just seemed so isolated by himself.
She started talking about how she wishes that her life was over.
And so I knew he had depression, but I didn't know it was that far.
Said something to me about killing himself.
Tell somebody, tell an adult, a counselor, parent, whatever.
It's a hard situation because you do risk making that person very angry and losing their friendship.
What are you going to do? Let them destroy themselves? I mean, I don't see much of a choice at all.
It's definitely worth getting help, even if you think you're going to lose a friendship, because it's better to lose the friendship than the actual friend.
Suicide is one of the leading causes of death among teens. For more information, contact the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention at 888-333-AFSP or online at afsp.org.
is or cruising the parkway on my TA, I like to tune in to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It's wicked piss up.
WMFO. I decided to make that a big anniversary block, and I had to because it's arguably my favorite thing in the Boston music scene. One Night Band. It started 10 years ago this coming summer. Yes, I played three bands from the inaugural One Night Band from 2009, and that was I just played Peppermint Patties. They actually released studio material that day, which was pretty awesome. Which that was I Can't Find Your Head, and I cannot quote the EP title because it has profanity in it. The It Kitties, you know J Po, he can just write them. That is their theme song, and I played the Champagne of Bands with Late This Morning featuring Tad McKitterick of Sidewalk Driver. And I started that all off with a 20th anniversary of Ross Fazer's Space Boots from Gold Is Dead, Hide Your Rock and Roll. I remember being at that CD release party. Unreal. Anyway, it's been so long that was the anniversary block. Anyway, it is almost 10:30. So, I think it is high time that you get some information about what is going on around Boston. So you can go to the live shows. All right, let's get the concert report with Suze. All right, give me one moment here. Sorry, having a little bit of a technical difficulty here, so bear with me, because we have a nice concert report from Suze, and then we're going to get to Scott Damgard, because he's going to call in, and he's going to talk about his new racket, and I'm digging on the title, Hiding Out on Titan. I'm definitely going to ask him about that album title. So... anyway, let's see if we can get this thing going.
Suze, and I've got your On the Town with Mikey D concert report for the upcoming week for Thursday, February 7th through Wednesday, February 13th. The soundtrack while I assembled my concert report started off with Steel Gold's new album, The New Normal. First up for Thursday, February 7th, also known as tomorrow, I have seven shows for you to check out. For garage, country rock, and crooner songs, you can see Love Strangers and The Chrome Bouquet. They're at Atwood's Tavern in Cambridge tomorrow night at 9 p.m. R&B, soul, and country soul from the 50s and 60s, that is, of course, the Giant Kings, and they return to the Lizard Lounge tomorrow night in Cambridge at 9 p.m. For rock and roll, go see Party Walsh and Home Despot. They're at the Plow and Stars in Central Square, Cambridge, tomorrow at 9 p.m. Post-punk, cold wave, dark wave, electronic, and pop. Go see Corrine, House of Harm, Shanghai Beach, and DJ Heather D. They're at Great Scott in Alston tomorrow night at 8:30 p.m. Singer-songwriter and soul and roll, that's Chris Dalla Riva and the Outliers, Year of the Clam, and Rachel D. Lynn. Those three bands are at O'Brien's Pub in Alston tomorrow at 8 p.m. For postmodern parlor music, that's Melvern Taylor and his fabulous Meltones at Toad in Porter Square, Cambridge, tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. Blues, soul, and R&B, Tony Lynn Washington is at Monotony Grill in Arlington tomorrow night at 9:15 p.m. Next up for Friday, February 8th, I have 8 shows for you to check out. Bluesy disco soul with a little bit of reggae rock and roll, Zoe Knight and Mythical Beasts, Second Fridays, takes place at Bull McCabe's in Union Square, Somerville, this Friday at 10 p.m. For soul hits and modern top 40, go see Soul City at Thunder Road in Union Square, Somerville, on Friday at 9 p.m. Friday Night Brass with Desperate Measures. They're joined by Extraordinary Rendition Band from Rhode Island. It's a monthly brass night hosted at Aeronaut Brewing Company in Somerville. Starts at 6:30 and ends at 10:30. And then another one for Friday, February 8th, Keytar Bear is at Out of the Blue 2 Art Gallery in Alston Friday night at 7 p.m. And he's joined by Parma Chai and Charlie Keating, Joymlins, and Four Elements. Moroccan-drenched electronic dubbed-out funk. That's Club Dielf, featuring Van Martin and Sam Gilman this weekend at Lizard Lounge in Cambridge on Friday at 10 p.m. For alternative rock plus pop, punk, garage, and psych, go see Why Another, Sugar Cones, and Hyber. Those three bands are at Plow and Stars in Central Square, Cambridge on Friday at 9 p.m. For funk and soul, Akashic Record is at Beat Brew Hall in Harvard Square, Cambridge on Friday at 9 p.m. And for a show that is called Sweethearts Rodeo, it's a night of country covers at the Lily Pad in Inman Square, Cambridge at 9 p.m. on Friday. The bands that are playing include Pleaser and Friends. They're singing the songs of Loretta Lynn, Milk as Hank Williams Sr., Littlefoot and Friends as Patsy Cline. Kathy Snacks and Ryan Major are performing as Graham and Emmy Lou. And then Theo Hartlett is performing as Johnny Cash. So see that on Saturday at the Lily Pad in Inman Square, Cambridge. And now I've got a few shows for you on Saturday, February 9th. Six shows. Britpop Social Club takes place the second Saturday of every month at the Sinclair Kitchen in Harvard Square, Cambridge. This Saturday, there is a new start time. It starts at noon, and then it runs until 4 p.m. Features resident DJs Lady K and Michael V. For electrified acoustic rock, Scott Damgard is celebrating his album release with special guests Hey Dave and an opening set by Visiting Wine. They're all at the Lizard Lounge in Cambridge on Saturday at 8 p.m. And then for the only band that I think I've ever seen who describes themselves as honky-tonk trucker jazz, that is, of course, Chris Hirsch and the Moon Raiders. They're at Toad in Porter Square, Cambridge at 7:30 p.m. on Saturday. For some indie folk rock, go see Old Fox at Atwood's Tavern in Cambridge on Saturday. That's a 4 to 6 p.m. matinee show over at Atwood's Tavern on Saturday. For alternative and alt Americana, Double Star, Love Love, and Way of the Headband, those three bands are performing at Club Bohemia downstairs at the Cantab in Central Square, Cambridge at 9 p.m. on Saturday night. And then one more for Saturday. For indie rock, go see Ned Porter, Eli Sunday, and Tallbird. They're at the Lily Pad in Inman Square, Cambridge on Saturday at 10 p.m. And now I've got six shows for you to check out for Sunday, February 10th. Bluesy disco soul with a little bit of reggae and soul. Zoe Knight and Mythical Beast also have a recurring show at the Plow and Stars. This one is on Sundays at the Plow and Stars in Central Square, Cambridge at 9 p.m. For rock and roll, go see Eric Salt and the Electric City at Toad in Porter Square, Cambridge at 9 p.m. For songwriter who's rocking the roots, you can see Sarah Levesque Band at State Park in Kendall Square, Cambridge at 9 p.m. on Sunday. For what is they call themselves Folktronica, also folk, hop, indie, dark folk, and sister rock, that's Multi Bird, American Echoes, and Mike Sim, and The Perfect Trip. Those bands are at the Lily Pad in Inman Square, Cambridge at 9 p.m. on Sunday. And then for whiskey folk, impressionistic roots, ghost, alt country, indie, and folk rock, that's Sweet Wednesday. They are at the Plow and Stars in Central Square, Cambridge. They're a duo and they're performing a matinee show 4 to 6 p.m. on Sunday. And then one more for Sunday, The Living Wage continue their February residency at Americana Sundays at Thunder Road in Union Square, Somerville at 7 p.m. The Living Wage are a roots trio comprised of Frank Drake, he's from Bag Boys and Hashtag Hoedown, Paul Dilley, a bass player for Ward Hayden and the Outliers, and then of course troubadour singer Greg Klima. All right, I've got two shows for you for Monday, February 11th. Monday Jam Session with Calvin Lemuel and Friends is at Wally's Cafe Jazz Club in Boston at 7 p.m. on Monday. And then my favorite named residency, weekly residency, Mondays Don't Have to Suck at Charlie's Kitchen in Harvard Square, Cambridge. Next week features I Wish I Could Skateboard, Yoni Gordon, Small Songs, and Fantasy Sport. And that's 8 p.m. next week on Monday at Charlie's Kitchen. Got four shows for you for Tuesday, February 12th next week. African style band Air Congo play music from the 1960s to the 70s. And you can see them next week on Tuesday at Toad in Porter Square, Cambridge at 10 p.m. And then one of my favorites, Session Americana, has a few more Tuesdays left in their winter residency at the Lizard Lounge in Cambridge. They extended it through February. And Tuesday's show next week starts at 9:30 p.m. Another one for next Tuesday, for reggae, you can see Ghetto People Band at Bull McCabe's in Union Square, Somerville at 10 p.m. And then one more for Tuesday, February 12th, traditional blues, swing, and classic country, go see Peter Ward at the Lily Pad in Inman Square, Cambridge at 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday. All right, and I've got one more day for you next week, Wednesday, February 13th, two shows. Western Swing Wednesdays featuring the High Life Special is at Atwood's Tavern in Cambridge at 9 p.m. on Wednesday next week. And then for classic country, R&B, rock and blues, that of course is Dennis Brennan's weekly residency at the Lizard Lounge in Cambridge next week. Dennis and the band play two sets at 9:30 and 11. And next week, the middle set features Megan Tracy. All right, well, that's your On the Town with Mikey D concert report. I will see you out there.
All right. Thank you, Suze, for that concert report. All right. Let's, you know what? People hate me for it, but I friggin' love One Night Band. So I'm going to play one more One Night Band tune from 2009. Hope you like it. 91.5 WMFO.
Thank you. revolution. We'll stand high. Let's fight. Revolution. When the revolution.
91.5 WMFO. That is Lenny Lashley's Gang of One with Revolution. That's the fight song for the New England Revolution MLS Soccer Club. All right. And before that was the Pink Meninos from One Night Band. All right. I promise no more One Night Band songs. All right. So, finally, we had some hiccups, but we finally should have Scott Damgaard on the phone. Hello.
Hello.
All right.
All right.
So,
how are you doing tonight?
Oh, good, good. So you were telling me that you couldn't make it into the studio tonight because you're celebrating with everyone who played on the album.
Yeah, we had a little dinner tonight for all of the key players on the new album.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Yeah. So we're all talking and, you know, talking music, and ended up forgetting to call you at 9:30. But
it's okay. We always make alternate plans. It's all good.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So the new album is called "Hiding Out on Titan."
That's
Who came up with that title?
I came up with it basically. I guess the story behind it goes, I was reading a story about the Cassini satellite that NASA had sent up to Saturn, and it was basically done with it, had served its life, and they were like purposely going to crash it into Saturn. And in the article, it was mentioning how it was a billion miles away from Earth, and it just, there's just something poetic about it to me. And I knew like Titan was the biggest moon of Saturn. Saturn has like 60 moons. And
yeah.
And, I had thought about Titan for a while since my friend Sherry Kraft had given me this book called Sirens of Titan by Kurt Vonnegut Jr.
Oh, wow.
I remember at the time thinking, nobody could live on Titan. That's impossible. And then, you know, over the years, I learned that Titan had an atmosphere. I mean, granted, it's like a methane atmosphere. But I thought, well, if you grew up with my brother, Dave, who, had a lot of methane, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I could survive that.
Okay.
And anyway, it just got me thinking. It was just like a sort of a science fiction song about hiding out on Titan. And, sometimes you just need to escape and you want to get away from everybody. And I thought a billion miles away is pretty good, good place to be if you want to get away and not have anybody find you.
That is true.
So it just kind of came together that way.
Well, one of the things that I noticed on the album is that you did a lot more collaboration in the creative process. Was that a conscious thing, or did you just happen to, you know, just write a few songs with Ben Knight and write a song with your brother and things like that?
Well, I have collaborated with other songwriters over the years, and, you know, in the early days, I think I was very more protective about my writing, and I maybe wasn't even as comfortable about sharing ideas with somebody else because I was afraid that I'd get made fun of or something, you know. It wasn't a good idea. But I think I'm over that. I think I just like co-writing. So, you know, Ben and I, we've written a couple songs together for this album. And, you know, when you spend a lot of time with somebody and you got a song that you get a start on it, it's kind of nice to bounce it off somebody else. And then if they start, you know, coming back with some more ideas to add to it, you don't want to ignore them. You want to incorporate it. And so I'm all about co-writing songs these days. So, yeah.
I got to say, that's quite awesome, and especially that. What is this? The third album in 4 years, or something like that?
That could be. There was Leaving Hyannis, and before that was Stained Glass Eye.
Yeah.
Maybe
I mean, because it was a long time before his stained glass eye. And
yeah, well, before stained glass eye, there was a period there where I had realized that I had a couple early albums that I had recorded at a studio that was a small studio, and it couldn't have real drums, so it just had a drum machine. I was never really proud of those recordings because of the drum machine. And in 2007, I put out an album called The Bells of San Miguel.
I know that one well.
Yeah. And for that album, I had gotten a home studio with Pro Tools, and I was recording all of the instrumentation and the vocals in my home studio, but I couldn't do drums at my place either. I had a little apartment.
Right.
And so I was going to Ken Hickey's studio, who's a drummer, and he has a studio. I recorded the new album at his studio. And Ken, I would just take the recording that I had done in my studio to his studio, and he would add drums to it, and I'd bring it home, and I realized that if I could, transfer the original reel-to-reel tapes of my first two albums to digital, that we could replace those drum machines drums with real drums. And that, so
that's rewriting history, man.
Yeah, kind of, except I kept everything else the same. The only thing I replaced was the drums. All the original guitars and vocals, so my voice still sounds kind of young and naive on those albums. But I'll tell you what, Phil, it made a big difference about whether I wanted to release it to the public or not.
Oh, there you go.
You know what I mean? And so I did spend a couple of years like getting that sort of squared away, and so I could have my catalog, all available for listening at a level that I would approve of.
There you go. No, that's awesome. So
thanks.
Yeah, you have this big show coming up at the Lizard Lounge, huh?
Yeah, this Saturday night we're going to be doing the whole album live, and we'll also do the Bells of San Miguel and a few other of my popular favorites.
There you go.
we're looking forward to it.
And basically, for all intents and purposes, you're having positive opening for you. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah. Hey, Dave. Yeah. It's basically four of the five members of O Positive, and one guy, their lead guitar player is not in this band, so they have a different lead guitar player.
Okay.
And then they've also added a keyboard player and a female backing vocalist. So it's actually a bigger band than O Positive, but it's pretty much the same people. And yeah, you're right. You know, when I first moved to Boston back in the late '80s, O Positive was the band that I was really into. That they were playing them on WFNX, and I was all about them. And now to be doing the show together with them is pretty cool, I gotta say.
No, that's it. I almost envy you right there. You're going to get to see basically like the O Positive experience in 2019. So this is a pretty big show. So has it sold out yet?
Yes, it's sold out. Yeah.
How does that feel?
That feels pretty good. Pretty good.
Like I can't even get in now. Damn it.
yeah. I mean, that's pretty much the case. I mean,
it's a good problem to have.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel, it's funny because I feel really happy about it. And at the same time, I have friends who are like, oh, I didn't get my ticket yet. I wanted to go. So and then I feel bad about it. But
well, you know what you're going to have to do? Set up three cameras and go on like Facebook Live or something.
I know my friend Nate Dow is going to be there taking some pictures, and he likes to go on Facebook Live.
Oh, there you go.
There's a pretty good chance that some of it will be going across Facebook Live.
Very nice.
I'm sure he'll tag me, but if you
right. No, so who are you going to be having playing the show? Because I know you usually do your other kind of residency shows where it's you and Ben, you and Dave, you know, things like that.
Yeah, Ben Knight is in the band. Dave Lieb, he played on the album on about half of the songs, but he's actually on Long Island Saturday night playing with another band. We got Jim Bouchard playing bass.
Okay.
And Ken Hickey is playing drums, and Ken is the guy that he plays drums on the album. He's played drums on 5 of my 6 albums now.
There you go.
He's the guy that helped me redo those first 2 albums. And it's his studio that I record at. And he's also the drummer from O Positive. That's
okay.
My connection to O Positive, how I got
there. You go.
Ken's doing double duty, playing with both bands.
Yeah, he's going to be tired.
Yeah. And so the 4 of us are pretty much the core of the band.
Okay.
Without, Dave Lee being there, I invited the lead guitar player from Hey Dave to play lead guitar with us. And the female backing vocalist, Deborah Gold, I invited her to do some backing vocals with us. So, and then in addition to that, there's some other players that play just like on one song.
Oh, okay.
And so there's Greg PC is going to come and play violin on one song. And I got Tom Fenhale coming in to play flute on one song. I'm kind of hoping Stu Kimball is going to show up. He played lead guitar on the song Nobody Understands Nothing No More.
Actually, I have that one queued up.
What's that?
I have that one queued up and ready to play for everybody.
Yeah, that's Stu Kimball playing lead guitar. He's a local musician. He played with Face to Face.
Oh, yeah.